With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. They are battling in different parts of the state today, but both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are stumping in Georgia. Both parties see the Peach State as critical to winning in November. France's constitution now recognizing a guaranteed, quote, right to abortion.
Justice Minister Eric Dupont-Moretti uses a 19th century printing press to seal the amendment in France's constitution at a special public ceremony. Applause filled the cobblestone Place Vendôme as France became the first country to explicitly guarantee abortion rights in its national charter. While abortion is a deeply divisive issue in the US, it's legal in nearly all of Europe and overwhelmingly supported in France, where it's seen more as a question of public health rather than politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That ceremony coincided with International Women's Day. Also at srnnews.com, the Senate approving a $460 billion package of spending bills just in time to meet a midnight deadline for avoiding a shutdown of many key federal agencies.
The measure has already passed the House. It now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers have been negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an attempt to have all federal agencies fully funded by the March 22nd deadline.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress it cannot find the records for any work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight 2 months ago while over Oregon. The company says it has looked extensively yet has not found, quote, any such documentation. This is SRN News. Christians offering their views on America's immigration problem.
According to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, majorities of white Catholics and Protestants consider that the big influx at the U.S.-Mexican border is a crisis for the United States. Meanwhile, only about 3 in 10 black Protestants say it's a crisis. About 70% of white Catholics and evangelicals believe that immigration policies that make it easy for migrants to stay in the U.S. is a major reason for the large numbers of migrants trying to cross the border. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Wesleyan church and a nonprofit in Ohio teaming up to offer a faith-based after-school art program. The goal of Good City is to engage youth and families with the arts, technology, and the gospel. It's especially aimed at youngsters whose parents may not be able to afford or accommodate extracurricular learning experience. This is SRN News. America's muscle car culture will live on.
As the country transitions to electric vehicles, the gas-powered performance car will last for at least a few more years. Dodge has unveiled two battery-powered versions of the Charger muscle car that will still roar like a big V8 engine but not emit pollution from the tailpipe. However, the Stellantis performance brand will keep selling a gas-powered Charger as well, with a six-cylinder engine instead of the big Hemi V8. The factory that manufactures them will be able to flex between gasoline and electric depending on consumer demand. John Scott reporting.
It's that time of the year. Some Americans hate, some love it, some just don't care one way or the other. But don't say we didn't remind you. For the rest of the most of the nation, daylight saving time returns Sunday morning at 2. Set the clocks and the watch ahead 1 hour. More details at srnnews.com.